第六章一到七节。
Let's read this together.
我们一起来诵读。
The words are very small.
字有点小。
Okay. Verse 1. In those days when the number of disciples was increasing, the Hellenistic Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because the widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food. The 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables. Brothers and sisters, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom. We will turn the responsibility over to them and we'll give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word. 。This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit, who also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They present this man to the apostles, who prayed and laid their hands on them. The word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of people became obedient to the faith. Let's bow our heads and pray again.
我们一起来低头祷告。
Dear Lord, again, we just pray that you use your words to help us to understand your will. And also, we just pray that you will use this message to encourage our brother Joseph He, who is going to be ordained as our deacon. And dear Lord, we thank you for this time and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Dear brother Joseph,
我们的 Joseph, 主文弟兄,
I want to commend your willingness to accept God's calling to be a deacon in this church.
我想首先赞赏你愿意这样的心来服侍神在这个教会当做执事。
It does take courage to take the office of a deacon.
能够需要勇气才能够来接受做执事的工作。
Because a deacon carries huge responsibilities and needs to meet great expectations from the congregation.
因为做执事有带来许多很多的那个责任，也对会众又会对你有很大的期望。
And you get involved in making all the important and sometimes tough decisions.
你会参与做一些很艰难的这个决定。
And you will need to set a good example for our brothers and sisters in this church.
你也需要来为我们的教会弟兄姐妹立下美好的榜样。
And sometimes you may get unfair criticisms from others.
甚至你也是会得到一些不公平的批评。
And you need to spend more time in serving the church.
也需要花更多的时间来教会服侍。
So, by the large, it's a tough job for you to do.
所以总括来讲，对你来讲是一个很艰难的工作。
And it's a job filled with challenges.
这个工作带来了很多的挑战。
But sorry, brother Joseph, it's too late for you to quit and run.
主文弟兄，不好意思，你现在太晚了，你跑不了了。
But I'm sure, actually, you have known this already.
但是我很确定的，你早就知道有这样的事。
You've been Christian for a long time, and you've been in this church for a long time.
你做基督徒已经一段时间，在这个教会里面也成为会员一段时间了。
And you know what you are getting.
你知道你是得到会将会得到什么。
And that you are taking on these challenges.
你就愿意来接受这样子的挑战。
I would like to encourage to focus not too much on the challenges themselves.
我想鼓励的呢，就是你不要太注重这个挑战的本身。
But more on what God really wants you to do in serving His church and the people.
乃是注重在到底神要你怎么样来带领这个教会，来帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
As chapter 6 verses 1 to 7.
我们今天的经文是第六章一到七节。
The passage we have just read tells us that early church experiences tremendous growth.
在这经文里面告诉我们，当时的教会面对很大的这个增长。
But it came with some challenges as well.
当然也带来一些的挑战。
And one of those was negligence of meeting the daily needs of food for those Greek speaking widows.
这个挑战就是当时候讲希腊文的那些的寡妇们所需要的需求的。
A lot of, at that time, a lot of old couples, came to die in Jerusalem so they could be buried there.
当时候有很多的那个年长的夫妻，他们都要来到耶路撒冷，准备那里在将来在那里归老，埋葬在那里。
Of course, they were Jewish.
我们当然不是犹太人。
Of course, they were Jewish.
当然他们不是犹太人。
But they were Greek-speaking Jewish.
但是他们是一个讲希腊文的犹太人。
That's why they came to Jerusalem to die.
所以他们才会选择在耶路撒冷来归老。
But when the husbands died, these widows were particularly needy because they were not native Judean and they did not have a lot of relatives to take care of them.
但是当这些夫妇当他的丈夫过世了以后呢，因为他们不是本地人，所以呢他们没有很多得到很多的支持。
So when this happened,
当有这样子的事情发生了以后
，and when the apostle heard about this complaint,
那些的使徒们听到这些的埋怨的时候
，and they make a very important decision,
他们就做了一个非常重要的决定。
This actually is in our today's passage.
就在今天的这个经文里面有讲到。
So they summoned the whole company of disciples and said,
他们十二个门徒叫众门徒来对他们说，
It would not be right for us to give up preaching about God to handle financial matters.
他说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食原是不合宜的。
Yeah, actually, the literal meaning for financial matters is to serve tables.
这个原来的意思呢，就是来管理饭食的意思。
Therefore, brothers, select from among us 7 men of good reputation.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声，
full of the spirit and wisdom whom we can appoint to this duty.
被圣灵充满，然后智慧充足的人，我们就派他们管理这事。
But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the preaching ministries.
但我们呢，却要以专心以祷告传道为事。
Now this passage is considered by many as the origin of choosing and ordination of the deacons.
这个就这一段的经文就被认为是当初怎么样开始选执事，怎么样安立执事的一个模范。
However, it is debatable.
但是呢，这个是有争议性的。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because if you read this passage carefully.
如果你很详细的去阅读这一段经文的话
，These people are not called deacons.
这个并不是为执事的。
Actually, in the whole book of Acts, there's no this word deacons.
事实上呢，在整本的《使徒行传》里面没有提到执事这个词。
But whether they are called deacons or not, I think it's not that important for us.
但是呢，我觉得呢，他有没有提到执事呢？其实。这对我们来讲不是那么重要。
What really important is?
在真正重要的乃是
，They are chosen to serve those who are in need.
那最重要的就是那些是被选出来来服侍有需要的人。
Let me repeat this.
我再重复一次。
They are chosen to serve those who are in need.
那他们是被选出来服侍那些有需要的人。
And the original meaning of this word.
这个。执事这个字的原本的意思
，The archanos actually is a servant, a minister, or a server.
那他的意思就是仆人、差役或者去服侍人的。
And most of the time in the book of the Act, this is used in this sense.
所以这个词呢，在《使徒行传》的用法就是这个意思。
If I remember correctly, there's a very few time this word is used as the office of a deacon.
这个字很少在被用来讲是这个执事的这个位分的这样子的用法。
If I remember correct, that's only 3 times.
我如果记得清楚
in that sense.
我是用这样子的意思来代表执事的位分呢只有3次。
So, let us remember the meaning of this word is as a servant, a server, and a minister.
所以我们大家要记得呢，这个执事的意思就是一个仆人、差役或者服侍别人的人。
So if you are a deacon,
所以如果你是一个执事的话
，basically you are a servant.
所以你基本上你的是一个差役仆人。
You're a minister and you are a server.
你是一个服侍人的人。
So it's not what we think.
你不是
normally.
不是我们平常想的那种执事的感觉。
So Joseph, this is what I want to charge you.
所以主文弟兄，这个是我要向你挑战的。
The first thing I want to charge you is focus on cultivating a serving heart to serve others in this church.
首先呢，就是要注重培养以实际行动服侍别人的那种心。
And you serve in actions.
你是有一个行动的来服侍别人。
Yeah, you need to understand that you are called not to have the title as a deacon.
你来有一个服有一个那个执事的名分，是有一个实际行动的。
But you need to serve. You need to do it in action.
你是要有行动出来的一个执事。
Because when you have the title as a deacon, it doesn't mean that you're really a deacon.
你有执事的名分，一个这个不是代表你真正有执事的。
You just have the title. You just have the name.
你只有一个名分在那里。
But when you really serve others as a deacon, then you are really a deacon.
当你真正的用行动用执事来服侍别人的时候，你才是一个真正的执事。
So please don't become like this.
所以请你不要如图里面的这样子的执事。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
Don't become a deacon of meetings.
不要只是会懂得开会的执事。
That means don't become the one who only, you know, makes decisions in meetings.
不要只是在会议中做一些的决定这样子。
And never get involved in actual serving.
但是却没有真正的将外面服侍。
And don't become like this.
也不要做类似这种途中的执事。
What does it mean?
什么意思呢？
I want you not to become a deacon of talking.
不是只会嘴巴讲话服侍的执事。
Yes, the one who only talks about ministry, but again, never really make things happen.
只是会在嘴巴上讲很多事工的一个执事，但是没有却没有真正的结果的。
Remember, serving itself actually is a blessing.
你要记得，这个服事本身是一个祝福。
And it's not a burden.
不是一个沉重的负担。
And actually, the title, a servant in the biblical sense is honorable.
因为在圣经当中，这个服事呢是一个很大的荣耀。
Because our Lord Jesus Christ came to the earth as a servant.
我们的主耶稣来到世界上，他就是一个仆人。
And many get saved because of that.
因为很多人因此得到拯救。
In the same way, when we follow our Lord's path,
同样的，我们是来跟从我们主耶稣的脚步。
We have been God's blessings to others and to ourselves.
我们呢，把主耶稣的祝福带给。别人也带给自己。
So focus on cultivating a serving heart.
所以你要注重的是一个培养一个侍奉的心。
The second thing I want to charge is to focus on knowing the people you serve.
第二呢，就是要注重去了解你服侍的那个人群。
And the reason is really simple.
那原因也非常简单。
If you don't know them, you don't know their needs.
你如果不认识他们，你也不知道他们的需求。
You don't hear their voice.
你也听不到他们的声音。
And you may become indifferent toward them.
你也对他们漠不关心。
And you don't know about their pains.
你也不知道他们的痛苦。
Now, I don't think the apostle of the early church intentionally ignore the needs of those Greek-speaking Jewish widows.
我相信呢，当初的那些使徒们，他们并不是有意的要忽略了这些讲希腊文的犹太人们。
They were not aware of that in the first place, probably because the church had become so big.
因为这个教会已经开始变得非常的大的时候，他们没办法照顾到这么多。
And all these apostles actually are Aramaic-speaking Jews.
他们这些的都是讲希腊文，讲那个希伯来文的犹太人。
They did not hear the voice from the other side.
他们就没有听到另外一边讲希腊文的那些的声音。
The congregation was wise to choose 7 Hellenist Jews to take care of the business.
那问题是为什么要选七个来管理饭食呢？
No, these are actually Greek speaking Jews, Christians.
他们都是一些讲希腊文的犹太的基督徒。
Now, some of you may think that, you know, the church is very different from ours.
你也许会在想说，当时的教会跟我们现在教会是完全两码事。
But if you take a closer look,
但是如果你很仔细的去研究的话
，actually you will see some similarities there.
你就会看到有一些相同的地方。
Now, although most of us are ethnic Chinese.
我们在座的很多基本上很多都是就是中国人。
When people look at us,
当人们看着我们的时候
，Yeah, they will say you are Chinese.
他们又讲说啊，你就是中国人。
We look the, but we all know that we look the same.
我们知道我们大家都看起来很像。
But we are different.
但实际上我们是很不同的。
We are different in terms of cultures.
我们不同在于就是我们的文化。
We are different in terms of the ways of thinking.
不同于在我们的思考的思维的方式。
Even our native tongues are different.
我们甚至我们讲的母语都不同。
I think most of us, if I just listen to what you say in Mandarin.
我们如果仔细听你讲普通话的话
，I can tell you are from Hong Kong, you are from mainland China, or you from Taiwan.
我会知道你是从香港来的，从中国大陆或者是台湾来的
，or even Malaysia and Singapore.
或者是从马来西亚或者新加坡来的。
Because each one carries a kind of special accent from that place.
因为你们讲的那个普通话呢，就带有当地的一些的特色。
If you are from Hong Kong,
如果你是来香港来的
，and you're looking for your shoes.
我看你的鞋子。
Yeah, probably you say, 我的孩子在哪里呀、
啊？你可能会讲我的孩子在哪里。
We all know this.
我们都知道为什么会这样子。
So we look the same, but we are actually not the same.
所以我们看起来外表看起来很相似，但是其实我们都不同了。
And take our next generation as an example.
如果我们再看我们的下一代作为例子。
In fact, they look Chinese.
我们的下一代看起来就是中国人的样子。
But we all know that they are not really Chinese.
但是我们都知道他们并不是真正的中国人。
Actually, they are more like Americans.
但是 实际上他们是更像美国人。
Now, this is not about good or bad.
这个不是关于是好与坏的问题。
I'm not saying being Chinese is good or being American is bad.
我不是在讲说做中国人是好的，做美国人就不好。
I just want to say that we're different and we have our own subcultures and our own needs.
我只是讲说我们每一个人看起来很像，但是我们都有自己的次文化，都有我们自己各自的需求。
And as a servant leader in the church,
作为教会的仆人领袖。
And I believe a deacon needs to hear the voices of different groups.
而作为一个执事需要听到不同的群组的声音。
And the reason is that we want to serve them better.
那么最主要的原因就是你要去来服侍他们更加有效。
And Joseph, I know you are from mainland China.
主文弟兄，我知道你是来自中国大陆。
And you know that group pretty well.
你也知道他们对他们有很深的认识。
You know their needs and you know their struggles.
你也知道他们的需求，他们的挣扎。
And you know how to preach the gospel to these people.
你也知道怎么样对他们来传讲福音。
Yeah, it's a good thing.
这个是好的。
But I hope you will not just stop.There.
我就盼望你不要就在那个地方停止来。
And I hope you spend more time to understand other groups as well.
我希望你能花更多的时间去明白别的群组的需求。
Because it will help you better when you make the decision for our church and serve them better.
因为他这样子能够帮助你更好的来做为教会做决定，也能够更好的来服侍他们。
And you understand why they raise that kind of voice.
你也会。知道为什么他们有这样的声音出来
？If you don't know them，
如果你不认识他们
，you just don't understand why they want those things。
你也不会知道说为什么他们有这样的需求。
So remember, you are not just a deacon of a certain group。
所以你要记得，你不是某一个群组的执事
，but you are a deacon of the whole church，
乃是整个教会里面的一个执事。
You serve wherever their needs。
你会在任何有需求的地方，你就在那里服侍。
The third thing I want to charge you.
第三个我要挑战你的。
Focus on serving faithfully with the power of the Holy Spirit.
就是注重以圣灵的大能来忠心的服侍。
Brothers and sisters, when you read this passage.
弟兄姐妹，当你去念这一段的经文的时候
，I don't know you have a question about the qualification of choosing the seven to take care of this task.
我不知道你有没有对为什么对这些执事有一个要求来去管理饭食。
Do you think this is kind of overkill?
你觉得是不是已经是超乎了他们的这种要求呢
？Just taking care of, you know, you're serving the table.
只是要去管理饭食。
And you need to have a good reputation.
你就需要有好名声吗
？And you need to be full of the Holy Spirit.
你要被圣灵充满吗
？And you need to be full of wisdom.
你需要充满智慧啊。
It's something like you are a PhD.
你就好像你有一个 PhD 的这样子一个博士的头衔才行。
And then a restaurant say if you come, you need to come to serve me, then you need that kind of qualification.
如果好像说你要来服侍我，你就要有这样子的一个博士的头衔才行。
You need a PhD degree to serve at our church at our restaurant.
你需要有一个博士的头衔才能够在一个餐馆里面工作。
What do you think about that restaurant?
你就会觉得这个餐馆是怎么样的一个
What do you think about that boss?
你会觉得那个餐馆老板是怎么样的人
You're crazy.
你会觉得他们是疯癫了
But why? I mean,
为什么经文这样讲呢
The Bible does not say why.
经文没有说为什么
And it doesn't tell us why they need such a high standard.
他们也没有讲到说为什么有这么高的标准
But I guess.
但是我可以猜想到的
Probably the apostles want them to do the job right and well.
乃是那些门徒希望这个管理人员可以把这个工作做好也整个做得正确
They need those people with good reputation.
他需要是有个好名声
Because that job probably requires some kind of handling money.
因为这个工作可能牵涉到要管理金钱
Yeah, because probably sometimes they distribute money, sometimes they distribute food to these widows or families.
因为要管理，可能要派送那些的金钱，或者是把那个饭食要给那些的寡妇们。
So they need to have this kind of good character to take care of this.
所以他们这些管理饭食人需要有好名声才能够去管理。
And without the spiritual wisdom.
如果没有属灵上的智慧的话
，and it's difficult for them to handle conflicts and kind of complaints among those people.
也没有办法能够好好的去处理他们当中所引起的一些的纷争跟一些。
Yeah, we all know that sometimes when we communicate with people,
你知道我们跟别人来沟通的时候
，it takes wisdom to communicate well.
是需要有一些的智慧才能够沟通的畅顺。
Especially, I mean, if you are the leaders of the church,
特别是如果你是教会的领袖的话
sometimes you need to communicate why you make that kind of decision.
你就要跟会众沟通为什么你会这样子做决定
It does take wisdom to do that.
所以是需要很大的智慧来做
Otherwise, people will misunderstand you, they don't understand you, and they will have, complaints and different things.
否则的话呢，会众可能会对你产生误会，会埋怨你
And there's a lot of time, It creates a kind of division in the church.
甚至会
if you don't have that kind of wisdom.
甚至是如果你没有好好的沟通的技巧的话，可能会引起一些的纷争，一些的分裂。
So Joseph, at times when you are a deacon, you will have this difficult moment.
所以主文弟兄，你作为一位执事，你将会碰到这样子的一个困难的时候。
You don't know how to deal with people.
你可能也不知道怎么样去跟人来面对。
You don't know how to make decisions wisely.
你也可能不知道怎么样好好有智慧的来做决定。
And I want to focus on searching God's wisdom.
我想你要注重的就是要寻求神的智慧。
And I want you to follow Jesus' path.
我要你跟从耶稣的脚步。
To follow the biblical principles.
来遵从圣经的原则。
Remember one thing.
请你记得一件事。
And I think this is really, really important.
这个很重要，很重要一件事。
No matter what you do.
无论你做什么。
Do this for our Lord and His church.
为的乃是为的神和神的子民。
Your decision is not for your own.
你的决定不是为你自己个人。
It's for our Lord and His church and His people.
乃是为的神和有神的子民而做的。
So try to do things right and well.
所以请你做把事情做好也做得正确
Because that's what you're called to do.
因为这个就是神呼召你做的
Now from what I talk about you may think that being a deacon is only a burden.
那我所讲的好像听起来就是都是一些的负担
So wow, there are so many challenges.
你会说哇这么多的挑战啊
Probably I need a bigger shoulder.
我需要一个更宽大的肩膀
Yes, it's true there's a lot of challenges.
没错是有很多的挑战
But it's also true being a deacon is a blessing.
但是呢做执事其实也有很多的那个福分
Because it provides you more opportunities to impact others' life.
因为他给你一个机会来对别人的生命有产生更大的影响
And you are authorized to partner with the pastors to serve our brother and sister in the church.
你也可以跟牧师一起来搭配来服侍我们的教会。
We can help them to grow spiritually.
我们可以在属灵上来帮助他们更加的成长。
We can do some things to facilitate the growth of this church.
我们可以做一些事情来把这个教会属灵光景正更加的增长。
As I just said, serving itself is a privilege. It's an honorable thing.
所以，我刚才像我刚才所讲的，服侍是一个很荣耀的事情。
So don't take this as a burden. Take it as a blessing.
所以，不要看是一个负担，乃是要看的是一个祝福的来源。
And thank God for that.
而且为此来感谢神。
Because right now you're a Jesus Christ servant.
因为现在你就是耶稣基督的仆人
to serve his body
来侍奉他的子民
In today's passage does not say how the chosen seven accomplished this task
我们在经文里面没有看到他们怎么样去选这七个人
but be, how the chosen seven accomplished this task
没有想到他怎么样去完成这个工作
but based on verse 7
但是从第七节来看
they did it well
他们可以是做得非常的成功
yeah, because that's the conclusion.
因为他们的结果是怎么样呢
So the preaching about God flourished and the number of disciples in Jerusalem multiplied greatly and a large group of priests became obedient to the faith
神的道兴旺起来在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增的甚多也有许多祭司信从了这道
So what they did actually helped the church
所以他们所做的就是帮助了教会
and they have made an impact on their church family.
所以他们对教会的产生一个很正面的影响
So Joseph, make your impact.
所以主文弟兄来发挥你的影响吧
Just remember what you should focus.
但是请你记得你应该要注重的哪一些方面
Again, this focus on these three things.
请你注重的就是这三个方面
Focus on cultivating the serving heart.
就是注重一个培养一个实际行动服侍人的心
And serve in action.
然后是有一个带有行动的服侍
And focus on knowing the people whom you serve.
然后注重了解你服侍的人群
And the third thing, focus on serving faithfully with the power of the Holy Spirit.
第三呢，注重以圣灵的大能忠心的去服侍
And I'm looking forward to work with you and other deacons.
我很期待跟你还有其他的执事一起来同工。
And may God bless you and your serving.
我们求神来祝福你的事工。